This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, I was confused as to why you were playing this for a second, Buzz, and now I got it.
I've been waiting all day to make this joke.
Yeah, it's a very Buzz joke.
Well, I'm still confused.
It's going to be May, because it's May 1st today.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, that's the name of the song?
Well, no.
It's going to be me, but every year like online, May. People tweet this out.
Yep. Yeah, well, listen. It's also May.
Mike doesn't look amused.
What?
He doesn't look amused at all. And don't worry, Ike, on Sunday it's May 4th, which means there's going to be a lot of May the 4th be with you jokes.
Yes, I'm so glad that's Sunday.
Not during the show.
And not during the show and during the week.
Yep, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Speaking of Monday, BG Day out at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Mm. They released a limited number of tickets. So you can go to 94WIP.com to purchase more. I know it's sold out, but there are some more. If you want to go and see BG Live on Monday as we honor Brandon Graham, go to 94WIP.com. Also, we will be out at the Great American Pub on Bridge Street in Phoenixville on Monday before BG Live. So
Okay. Come
hang out with us. Enjoy Miller Lite specials as we celebrate Brandon Graham Day here on the station. So.
Looking forward to that. Monday should be a great time. BG obviously has been great to the city. He's been great as an Eagle, but he's also been great to WIP as he has been with us for a number of years doing shows, his Brandon Graham show, countless interviews. He's on in the mornings.
Saved the Eagle season with the Brandon Graham show last
quiet.
Year.
He's on in the morning with the morning show during the season. So, yes. Be excited to celebrate BG next week.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. And I don't know. I can't wait for it. And we'll be at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville before the show. I guess pre-gaming BG Live?
Got to, right?
We got to. You got to.
I mean, Cinco de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Mayo. You're right. 215-592-9494. After a month of the season, are you more buying or selling the Phillies? We'll get to this piece of audio from Bryce in 1 second. But Chris is in Port Richmond. What's happening, Critch? Chris?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, man?
What's up, Chris?
So I am definitely on leaning towards the buy side. I'm going to call it a little more of a holding because I'm already bought in for the Phillies. Mainly because of this Ranger Suarez coming back situation.
Well, yeah, I mean, Ranger coming back is nice. Now, the rotation's been good, so it's not like they need a huge lift there, but you're turning a really good thing into a possibly great thing with Ranger coming back.
Sure, and I think the reason, obviously, I think the Phillies would be better if we put them in the pen right away. However, I have a feeling the reason they're throwing them in that starting lineup is more of possibly trade bait come the deadline and maybe get that bullpen help. And then also as a backup plan in case another starter gets hurt.
Well, yeah. I think they're going to come back and put him in the rotation for sure. I think they go six man. The trade bait idea is interesting, Chris, because now on one hand you could say, well, you don't trade a starter when you're theoretically in a playoff hunt, but if they have a plethora of starters and it could fetch you something else to help, again, maybe the bullpen, I think it's something they may entertain because I think they tried in the offseason.
Yeah,
sure, and you also have that Painter dangling.
Oh yeah,
towards the end of the season too. So I think that one of the reasons we didn't make too many moves to begin with was just for this. And hopefully they finally make a big deal at the trade deadline this year.
Yeah, it's interesting. I got some thoughts on that in 1 second. But what is something you hate doing, Chris?
It's got to be just folding and putting laundry away.
Yeah, that's a big answer. Ike disagrees. Ike's a big folding guy.
I don't know about that. Now, I do fold all my clothes. I do that. And in our house, everybody washes their own clothes. You fold your own clothes. Like, my wife does not wash my clothes. We haven't washed our kids' clothes since we taught them how to work a washer and dryer. Now, my son still just throws everything in the washer, whether it's colors, whites, it doesn't matter to him. Mm-hmm. It's all the same to him. He just throws it all in there. But
same.
They're his clothes, so it's not mine, so I don't really give a damn. He buys his own clothes. But, yeah, the folding of the clothes is a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Don't do it. I try to, and then Jill makes fun of me.
Yeah.
And then she just ends up doing it.
Well, you know what? I mean, socks and underwear are pretty much the only thing I have to fold.
What about shirts?
Yeah, I guess. Well, if it's T-shirts, some of my T-shirts, I just throw them in the drawer.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily fold all those.
Well, and you know my thought process on wrinkles.
Yeah, because you don't iron.
No, I would never. Don't know how to use one.
Yeah, I that's unbelievable.
Yeah, Jack would burn his hand off.
I hate irons. I actually hate because wrinkles come out. That's my thought process. So while it's wrinkly when I put it on.
Yeah, wrinkles come out eventually.
Agreed.
Not necessarily that day.
What? Listen.
I've seen some of your shirts. The wrinkles don't always come out.
You don't think my theory is...
They may come out 2 or 3 or 4 days afterwards or what have you, but yeah, just because you put it on that day doesn't mean all the wrinkles fall out that day.
If it's warmer, maybe it's a little more humidity. That stretches out a little bit. Bang! Wrinkles are gone.
You know what, man? I've always been an ironer, man. I put crease in my jeans when I was in middle school, high school. Yeah,
it was too hot.
Man, I got to iron, man. I have to, man.
Nah, I hate it. Hate it. Hate it, hate it, hate it. I hate folding clothes. I hate cleaning my room. Yeah. I'm me and Elijah, we're...
You still not making your bed, you and Jill?
Oh, I would never make the bed.
Does she make the bed?
It's a waste of time.
Don't even start with the making of the bed nonsense.
Like, no one else is going to see the bed. I just want to sleep in the bed. Just let me go. It doesn't need to be made.
How do you walk in and out of your room and your bed is unkept?
With a very clean conscience. Very fine. It doesn't bother me.
There's no way I could do that.
Does Jill make it?
Sometimes.
Okay, but inconsistently.
Yeah, well, she would ideally have it made every day. I just don't.
Every day? Yeah, like that's optional.
It is optional.
It's optional?
Yeah. Because...
Dude, if that bed isn't made up 15 minutes after I'm out of it.
But why? What's the point?
I have no idea. All I know is when I'm the last one to get up, the bed is getting made up almost immediately. When Renee's the last one to get up,
you're in there.
No, that's what she's banking on.
Okay.
She's banking on that. But it takes me to walk in and out of the room, I don't know, 5-10 times. Heavy breathing, sighing, like, oh, the bed still is not made up. Why is this bed not made up? She was in bed last. Like, she was there. I've been up. Yeah, don't get me started on the bed thing.
And again, I just...
Make your bed, man.
No, I don't see the point. No one's going to walk... I'm not having strangers over. They're not going to see my bed not being made. And guess what? I'm going to sleep in it that night. There's no one else going in the bed.
Like, unkept?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Why is
that
matter?
There's no way I would get in the bed after being out all day and it's not made up.
Why?
I would make the bed up just to sleep in it, just to get in the bed and mess it up.
My point is, if it's already messed up, I'm going to mess it up tonight. Why do I got to make it during the day? I don't know what Buzz, do you make your bed every day? No shot.
I do a semi-job.
My ass.
No, I do. I'll send you a photo tomorrow.
Great. Look forward to it.
It's not a ton of effort, but I...
Stop tier.
It's not a ton of effort.
No,
it takes literally 5 minutes or less to make a bed.
Sometimes I'll even let the sheet... Like, sometimes the sheet comes off in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I'll leave.
You just throw the cover over the...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The whole ass mattress hanging out.
The whole ass mattress.
The mattress hanging out.
Over making the bed.
Yeah, I can't. And I've always been that way.
I know you have.
School, everything. Yeah. my roommate, when we was freshman in the dorm, I'm like, dude, the bed, man. Like, we got to do something with that bed, man. You just can't leave a bed like this all day. I don't want to go to class and come back and the bed is still looking like this, bro. Like, what are we doing?
But why?
Because it makes the room look nicer and clean.
Totally agree.
That's why I make the bed up every day.
Jack just doesn't care. The aesthetic doesn't matter to him.
We'll ask Howie Roseman this coming up in 20 minutes.
You think Howie's making the bed?
I can see Howie being every day I can see Howie doing that. He seems very regimented.
Detail-oriented.
You got to be domesticated, though.
Yeah, I know.
See, that the bed with me, it fits into the other stuff, too, that
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sort of a pain in the butt about.
Right.
With the cleaning up stuff around the house. Yeah.
Yeah. See, you and Jill, kindred spirits.
Yeah. It's a thing. Yeah. It's
like
a thing.
If I put things back in the wrong places and that
would drive me crazy.
I'm well aware.
I don't even want, listen, I can't even.
I don't know if we're ever going to live together, but I would be your worst nightmare.
Like if the pictures were turned wrong on the TV or anything, I would notice it.
You might have OCD.
But yeah, I might. With some things, yes. With some things, yes. Things just need to be in order, man. It needs to be in the right place. It needs to look a certain way.
No, they don't. Executive Vice President and General Manager Howie Roseman coming up at 3 o'clock. But I thought it was interesting from Bryce Harper yesterday. Taron Hatcher in the middle of the game had this report. And I think it's semi-notable, and I'll explain why after.
There was a lot of work done yesterday and coming into today to try to fix certain things with Bryce's spring, namely his timing. I was talking to Kevin Long ahead of today's game. He said, look, yesterday he had an exit velo of 98, 102, and 105 on three balls that were fielded out last night. He got his hit on a bunt, which is a good sign for things to come because his timing's not there. Everything's too quick. When he's moving too quick, when his motions are too quick, he's not seeing the ball as well. He's expanding his strike zone. He's very communicative with the hitting staff about what he's feeling and seeing in a swing. So they actually went through a circuit today where all of the hitting staff got to pick a drill and Bryce got to pick a drill, and they went through each drill. Each one was focused on timing. It was a different drill meant to slow Bryce down.
So why I think that's notable is my perception of Bryce has always been, and this is not really a critique or anything, I think he is more of a, let me do my thing. I'll figure it out. I'm more regimented. I mean, he hasn't really hit on the field much. Like, he's usually a back in the cage, takes care of his own business. And I don't know for a fact. I just don't know how much he talks with the hitting coaches usually. But I think it's semi-notable that he's giving in a little bit and maybe trying something else as he tries to pull his way out of the slump he is currently in. And relying on the coaches and seeing if they're seeing something else, I think it's a nice thing for me to hear, because I think it's always sometimes a good thing to hear some outside voices rather than just doing what you've done your entire life.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to look at it. But then I'll also say this. For somebody who's been successful doing it the way he's done it for so many years, this doesn't Does it feel like there could be some sort of shaking of his confidence right now, to where he's like he doesn't have the answers.
Sure.
So now he does need to seek someone else's opinion. I guess on one hand it's a good thing because you're not so stuck in your own ways. You're at least open to the idea of letting somebody else potentially help you out of this sort of funk that you're in. And that's a positive way to look at it. But also, the other way to see I see it is there's a guy.
He's throwing his hands in the air.
Yeah, like I got nothing. I'm wondering if my guy doesn't feel like he's wearing his cape anymore, his Superman cape. All right, there are times in the past where Bryce goes through a couple weeks slump or what have you, whether it's a power outage or he's just not hitting the ball well, not seeing the ball well, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still have the feeling of, it's Bryce Harper. Like, he'll figure this out. He'll fight his way out of it. And I still have that right now, but I've also, if I see this, now I'm wondering, okay, is my superhero not the superhero he used to be anymore?
Yeah, and
you've talked about health and the swing and all those types of things. Like I said earlier, with him, as it potentially is with every great player you have on all our teams, when there's anything wrong, the anxiety is heightened.
Yeah.
Right? If Jalen has a rolled ankle, we're like, what?
Should we start that interview?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's you. Nobody else is saying that.
Not my guy.
But any other player,
we
may not have the same. Well, any other player on the Eagles, we may not have the same level of concern is what I'm saying. So Bryce being the star that he is, it's not the same if Cassidy's back is tight or such and such back is tight.
Nick Ripken?
We're talking about Bryce Harper, man.
Yeah. No, I know.
That's all I'm saying. So I get a little more concerned when the star player gets a little banged up potentially.
Yeah, and he's been a little mopey, you know, the last like weekish I think he was two for the road trip, which is not great. And you worry about, is he starting to...
Oh, you mean to tell me he's mopey when he doesn't hit the ball?
Sometimes.
Imagine that.
Well, listen, there, at least he has a long pedigree of usually being great.
I know, I'm saying he does. He does. I know. I noticed you said long pedigree, too. You didn't just say pedigree.
Yeah, well, it's a long pedigree.
Well, no, I'm just saying. The other guy's a little mopey. He also has a pedigree of being pretty good, too.
Yeah, just wait till Bryce slams the helmet.
Yeah, but when Bone does it, it's bad. When Bryce does it, well, it's competitive fire.
I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying that it is natural for these athletes to sort of mope when they don't hit the ball for a while.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Okay.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Ike, I got a couple here for you. First,
what do you got?
After 1 month of the season, are you more buying or selling the Phillies? What do you think the percentage is at?
Four straight wins.
Four straight. People are excited. We're getting the parade route
started
now.
Starting to turn a little bit.
Yeah.
I think people feel good about the team right now, so they'll hold out hope. But it's not overwhelming. Let's go with 58% buying.
53% selling.
Wow.
People are down.
Still down.
It's pretty unbelievable. And quickly here, before we get to Howie Roseman, obviously at the top of the hour, who do you want the Eagles to play week one? Week one, the schedule release is May 14th.
Yeah.
I gave people three options.
Who'd you give them?
I gave them Lions,
okay,
Rams,
okay,
and Commanders. I don't think they'd put the Cowboys there.
Nah, I don't see that. Why?
I know.
Why wouldn't they? Yeah.
So I don't think they put Cowboys there. Out of those three.
Oh, you're going to put the Bears, huh?
Nah, listen, it might be the Bears, but I don't think people are getting geeked up for Ben Johnson.
Yeah, Eagles fans aren't. Yeah. At least I don't. Listen, we want an easy win.
Sure. Although, I don't know, man.
I'll take that.
I don't know. We'll see what Ben Johnson got cooking up. Out of those three, Lions, Rams, Commanders, who do you want week one?
I think I would go. See, we played the Rams last year. I think I'd go with the Rams. I think I'd go with the Rams. Because that way we can relive the great divisional playoff game, Snow Bowl. I think there's a lot more going into that game. Sean McVay really believes they should have won that game that day.
He does. Smart thing to sell his team.
So I believe we get a little more out of him.
Jared Verse also versus Eagles fans Verse, again.
Yeah, like, so I kind of, and quite frankly, may have to see him again in January.
Yeah, that was really the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
I know the Commanders technically, but, you know, that game felt more like it.
Why? Because it was tighter? And we make more out of that game being tighter than what it really was.
Listen, let's not let facts get away.
Yeah, we make that game being more tighter than when Saquon scored that touchdown. We pretty much, that game should have been over.
They dominated and almost for no reason lost.
Lost the game. Yeah, I agree.
It would have been the worst loss in Philadelphia sports history.
I agree. I agree.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
So
I think I'd go with the Rams.
I want the Lions, man. They've been chirping. I think they think that they were the better team than the Eagles last year.
They definitely believe. Yeah, you would get that from them.
Amon Ross St. Brown's been talking all offseason. He wants them. Yeah. Aiden Hutchinson would be back for them now. Yeah. So, you know, I think last year, if he's healthy, they probably beat the Commanders. But Lions-Eagles always felt like they were on a collision course last year. I want to see these two teams at full strength, what it looks like. And I think the Eagles would get up for it. You know, I don't think we have a game one letdown like we almost had in 18 after they won.
I hope not. Banner night is always tough, man.
It is, because people are conflicted. It's like we're happy, but also
they're
not playing.
Happy, but the players, they're I don't know if they're necessarily ready to go with the amount of intensity that we have for that first game of the season. Like, the players are still sort of easing their way into
this. You got booted at halftime last time.
Yes.
Because you want to know why? Because we've got a backbone, Buzz. We have a backbone.
Well, and we had to wait through a lightning delay.
We did.
I remember that. Yeah.
That was kind of shocking.
Yeah, I remember that.
Seltzer
yeah.
came on in between. That Merrill was on, and then he had to call off, and then bang, there was Seltzer right before the ring ceremony. We were hot. All right, so
get the lightning out of here.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, Eagles executive vice president and general manager Howie Roseman will recap the draft, get some thoughts on some of the free agent moves, and of course, BG retires. All of that coming up next with Howie Roseman here on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WIP.